And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's go to the phone lines.
We got Lewis from Oklahoma.
Hello, Lewis. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Man, it's Friday, and I'm blessed because you called me. I'm serious.
That's not what most of the people say when I call them.
Okay.
Hey, this whole they passed that bill. They voted to stop the rules in the House, and you know how many of the Republicans voted to stop the rules in the House so they could bring this vote to the floor. Because Speaker Johnson did say he's not bringing the bill to the floor, and the Democrats and the rhinos in the House pushed that and took it to the floor and voted to stop the rules so they could vote on this bill. And I'd be glad to see Speaker Johnson go. God bless him. He is a godly man. He just wasn't the right guy for the job. We need to get Chip Roy or Matt Gaetz up in there. And one of them two guys would be a firehouse, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I think we need somebody who's not going to be nice.
Yeah, who's not going to back down.
I mean, we don't need someone to get along to be getting along. That's the problem right now. That's the reason why we're in this predicament, because they want to be nice. They want to, do politics, bipartisan. We can't do that with these people. They're targeting children.
They're gonna have to take their panties off.
Sorry. I'll put their big boy pants on.
There you go. That's what I meant to say.
Exactly. Because the Democrats, they've already demonstrated how much they hate the Constitution, how much they hate America, how much they hate white people, how much they hate conservatives, how much they hate Christians. They've already demonstrated this. We can't be nice to these people when they're trying to destroy us.
Correct. But it ain't just white people. They just hate people.
Yes, that's my point. That's why they hate people.
That's why they're trying to put chips in our brains.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised they haven't done that on the southern border as of yet with all the people coming across. I'm surprised they haven't done that.
They might have with those vaccinations. You know, they got the hydrogel and the nanotechnology in there.
Yeah.
And when they get around 5G, they start building. Yeah, they start building up chips in your body. So who knows?
Yeah.
It's tinfoil hat wearing guys.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, hey, Lewis, thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care.
Okay, well, I just want to say one thing. So it did pass. The
omnibus bill did pass?
$1.2 trillion federal spending package did pass.
In the House.
It said it passed by a 286 to 134 vote. Most Republicans voted against the bill than for it. 112 GOP lawmakers opposed the bill. 106 voted for it. Just 22 Democrats voted against it. That tells you something when mostly Democrats vote for something.
Yes.
It's not what we want here in America. Very disappointing day.
So they're going to pass it in the Senate.
Oh, of course. Chuck Schumer wrote it. I mean, he's the head of it.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to pass in the Senate.
What happened to our country?
Right.
What happened?
Right.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go to the other phone.
Yeah, we got Greg from Minnesota.
Hello, Greg. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm from People's Republic of Minnesota.
Awesome.
And I'd like to start with a couple short scriptures here just to kind of go into what I'm thinking about.
Absolutely.
One is Romans 1:32, and although they knew the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them.
Mm.
Now, as far as Mike Johnson, and I don't know. I think he's a believer, but in reading Romans 1:16 through 17, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. Now my question is with Mike Johnson, is he a righteous man living by faith? And it doesn't appear that way right now.
No, it doesn't, actually. It doesn't. And, you know, when he first became Speaker of the House, they were all in uproar because he was talking about his Christian beliefs. And now I'm questioning it.
Yeah,
because he's done a complete 180.
Yeah, and if you say that you're going to be guided by the Bible, your religion,
by and then, God's word,
and then you let some of the stuff that they put in this bill pass without any argument, you didn't even let any Republicans on there to help write the bill, that doesn't seem like you're standing up for the Bible at all or for what you believe in.
I mean, they actually pushed a bill through for these, I'm calling them gay bathhouses.
Yeah, and Greg, repeat those scriptures for everybody in case they want to write them down. What were they again?
Romans 1:32 and also Romans 1:16 through 17.
Cool.
I think they're very important.
Thanks.
Yes.
In fact, that, you know, and our, none of us are perfect. But we live by faith.
Correct.
And if we don't do that, who are we?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. I'm 100%.
You know what? Thank you for that,
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah, Greg, thank you so much for the call. And have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right, take care.
And I love when people give us scriptures.
Yes.
You know what? And then they explain how it applies to what's happening right now.
It's our world today.
Absolutely.
It's our world today. When I read the Bible, I see it just popping off the page where we can see the connection for today.
We talk about it all the time. Every time we read it, we're going, man,
this is what we're seeing. We're seeing this today.
People were crazy then, and they're crazy now.
Yep.
We haven't changed. We haven't learned our lessons,
Society hasn't
just
changed.
Just like the Israelites.
the society hasn't changed.
Okay, we got another caller. This is a new caller, Will.
All right, new caller. Hello, caller. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, Will. My name is Diane. I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Diane? Okay, go ahead, Diane.
I'm sorry. I have not heard anything about the funding for the border. I understood there was not going to be any more bills passed until they funded the border.
Oh, yep.
And also defunded Ukraine.
Yeah, so they did add, in this bill, they added 23,000 more border agents and more people to help process. That's what
to help process the illegals quicker into the country.
Correct. That's all I've heard that's in there as far as
now. How does that help us as a nation? It doesn't.
And in order to acquire that little tiny bit of security, we're supposed to sacrifice the children. That's what I'm gathering.
That's exactly what it is. They're sacrificing children, and the children that they don't sacrifice to their false god, they're sexualizing them. And that was part of this bill. I mean, Mike Johnson should be ashamed. He should be ashamed.
He should. Thank you for all that you two do.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed weekend.
And thanks for the great question,
too. God bless you.
God bless.
Okay. All right. We have another new caller, Will.
Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Andy from Ohio.
Was that Andy?
Andy from Ohio?
Andy.
Yeah.
How you doing, Andy? Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Good. How you doing, Will? Good.
I'm doing.
Just two things quick. I think they must have something on him. You know, them people get up there and then they set him up.
Yep.
And Mike Johnson ain't as pure as he come on to be. And the other thing, if you comment on that, is the World Health Organization stuff. There's funding for that.
Yep.
In this bill. And that's going to be bad news if they continue, Biden's pushing that, and they'll be able to take control of this country. So those are my two comments.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what's going to happen. They're going to they're pretty much taking control, and it's just falling to the wayside.
Yeah.
And we're just watching it happen.
We are. It's disgusting that this is happening right now. And I'm so disappointed. I'm happy for those that have stood up, because a lot more Republicans voted against it than not. So really, this completely falls on Mike Johnson for bringing it to the floor.
And Republicans,
the sole responsibility.
And the Republicans signed off on this because they didn't want the Democrats going saying, hey, look, the Republicans shut the government down. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. That just goes to show that they're so weak. They don't have a backbone. When America went into World War I and World War II, the men got into the trenches. They got into the trenches. These Republicans that we have today, they're so scared they can't even get in the trenches. They're like, just want to watch it from a distance. Like, I don't want to get involved. I just want to be left alone. I don't want to lose my seat. I can't stand it.
In my our congressman in my area, he's Republican, but he stood up there and talked. I was watching earlier today, and he was pushing this thing. They get their $180,000 a year. And if they're there 3 years, they get that for life. They don't care about us.
Yeah, they don't.
There's some terrible people up there. There's a handful of good ones. We got to keep backing them.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think they do have something on Mike Johnson.
I mean, they set it up. There's other people have talked about it. That one Congress guy that was in a wheelchair, I think he only did one term. And he talked about how they do it. They had women approach him and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I got to be careful not to, say, but something, he ain't as pure as he came across at first, like you were saying. He looked good. But
everybody has some dirt on them somewhere, to be honest with you. They have dirt on them somewhere. So I'm guaranteed they probably, the Democrats are so dirty. I bet they dug and dug until they found something that will hurt every single congressman out there. I guarantee that's what they've done.
Yeah, guarantee. So, well, hey, Andy, thank you so much for the call, and have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, God
sir.
Bless.
God
Thanks,
bless.
Thanks, Andy.
Uh-huh. All right, take care.
We got another phone
Okay, call. Well, we, let me, I'm going to play this really quick before we go out to this next break, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines. But listen, I just want to play this first part of this with Mike Johnson talking about the 24 hours versus 72.
Pushback on the 72 hour rule. You said we're going to get this done by Friday night, but that would mean
there's nothing sacred about 72 hours. The idea is you want to allow the legislation to be reviewed adequately by the members before they vote on it. We're trying to maintain it even in the time crunch.
Oh, see that? He's talking about it's not in stone. He should have made him wait. I'm calling him a coward. I'm calling him a coward.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too,
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.